name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Once upon a time in the distant past, there was a comic book magazine that some of you might remember. One of the notable phrases that it used was, "What? Be worried?" This was Mad Magazine. It was a satirical, yet humorous magazine trying to point out ways in which you might be led astray by others, and contain parodies of what was currently going on. It began in 1952, and this August, next month, will be its last new publication. So its days of worry are over. At age 67, it is retiring. Actually, it's a pretty good example of what seems to be important in this world, because it targeted most everything in this world that it could figure out to target. What seems to be most important in this world will pass away. It is not permanent. And actually, it now gives me a chance to change gears to something that involves a much more important context than what's going on in the world. Today's gospel reading encourages us also to not worry. It also brings before us a very important question. What do you treasure the most? What do you put as the number one thing of importance in your life? What is it that drives you? What is it that you look forward to or matters most to you? And then, what is it that makes you worry? Our gospel today gives yet another way of looking at this, as it asks us to consider who or what is our master. The gospel today is from a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. And we hear Christ say, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or he'll be loyal to one and despise the other." And then he goes on to say, "You cannot serve God and mammon," or riches, or the things of this world, is what he's talking about. We may attempt to try to maintain an attachment to both earthly and heavenly things, but the point of today's gospel, you cannot have allegiance to both. You must choose what is going to be most important to you: the kingdom of God or the things of this world. Christ calls mammon a master, not because some of the things in and of itself are evil, but what it exacts upon us when we pursue it as the thing that is most important in our life. On the other hand, if we seek first the kingdom of God, the things of this world will be kept in their proper place. As I've said, the gospel today also speaks a lot about worry, anxiety. We're encouraged to not worry about the things of this world. And at one point, Jesus goes on to say, you know, "Which one of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" In other words, can you grow an inch taller by worrying about it? It does no good. Worrying and being anxious has no real benefit. Now, there's an aspect of wisdom, which I'll touch on later. One cause of worry and anxiousness comes simply from our priorities and what we consider most important. And the answer to the question, "What do you treasure the most?" involves things of this world. If that's the answer, if you treasure things of this world the most, you're going to encounter worry. You'll be anxious, either because something here that you do not have, or something here that you have and you're afraid of losing. You're going to worry about it. And that's what being a slave of mammon means. It may not be great riches. It can be anything of this world that holds your allegiance. Another way of measuring this, where your treasure is, would be to ask yourself, is there anything in this world you would not be willing to give up? Is there anything you would not be willing to give up? This is something I'll put in the category of things that are If I had a top 10 list of things that have really benefited me spiritually, this would fall into that list. I realize that sometimes I may be holding on to something, and I almost vision I have it in my hand. And I've got to be willing to give it up if I'm going to pursue the kingdom of God, because I don't need anything to be more important than that. And I sometimes even just visualize whatever it is and just letting it out of my hand into God's hand. And maybe it's something the Lord will allow me to keep or will grant to me later if I don't have it. Maybe I'll never have it. But I've taken it out of my clutches and placed it in the Lord's hand. You know, if you're enslaved to something, it can be hard to give it up. And I'll be the first to say, I catch myself worrying about this or that, becoming anxious about something that perhaps is coming up in the near future. Then I have to stop, remind myself that everything needs to be in God's hands. God takes care of us. He will take care of us. He will take care of our loved ones who also look to God. We can trust Him. We can let go and trust Him. So when we start feeling like we have to control things, we have to make certain of certain things, that's when we worry. That's when we worry. Jesus says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor your body, what you will put on. What does he mean here? Is he saying we should all just quit our jobs and God will provide manna from heaven? Well, that would be nice on the one hand, although the Israelites didn't seem to do much better doing that. So, no, we as good stewards of what gives us should plan. Use our thoughts, our mind, our abilities to the degree we can with wisdom. Certainly, there are those that our Lord does call to give up everything they have and follow Him. Monks are a great example of this. But not all are called to do this. That's a special calling. What's being pointed out today, though, is if you're worrying, something's wrong. Anxiety about things is what Jesus is warning us about here. Not about thoughtful planning and care. We should do that. We should be wise about what we do in this world. Persistent anxiety over the things of this world, though, are some evidences that we kind of lost a little bit of our focus. Maybe not a lot. I mean, I catch myself doing this more often than I'd like to admit to. But being anxious about something. And then that means you're probably being too attached to something. And I tell you, another one causes a worry is sometimes we imagine a circumstance we're not in yet. We're not even there yet. We think about it. We start thinking, what will I do if such and such happens? Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. You know, our imagination can run away from us. When we do that, we start placing a burden on ourselves that God's not placed on us. That's our imagination. He promised He would never let us be burdened by more than we can handle. But we may not be ready to handle something that we simply imagine. We've not encountered that yet. It's easy to be imagined that you're going to be burdened by something and feeling incapable of handling it. And so we worry about it. But that's not trusting God. We need to trust Him that when we do encounter that, if we encounter that, He will give us the grace to handle that circumstances when we are in it. Not before. When it occurs. He will give us the words to say. We don't have to worry about if they say this, I'll say that. And if they do this, I'll do that. That just kind of really balls you up a lot. We should plan and be wise, but not be anxious. We need to learn to be peaceful in God's hand. Content with what we have. Yes, it's okay to look forward to things. Nothing wrong with that. As long as that's not your prime importance of your life. And that's why Jesus says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. If we trust Him day to day as we go about our lives, He's going to give us what we need when we need it. In verse 19 of Matthew 6, we're encouraged to not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. If your focus is on the kingdom of God, what do you have to worry about? What do you have to be anxious about? I mean, we have everything for eternity. That's where our peace comes from. That's where our contentment comes from. No one can take that away from you. The devil can try, but it only gets taken away if you let it be taken away. Jesus says, look, God takes care of the birds of the air. Are you not more valuable than them? The lilies of the field grow. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which may be here today and gone tomorrow, how much more is he going to clothe you and take care of you? So he tells us, don't be anxious. Our Heavenly Father already knows what we need before we even know it sometimes. And he will take care of us. But if these things unduly occupy our attention, we can become anxious. So, then that brings the question, what do we do? And it's really, actually, it's simple on the one time, yet extremely hard on the other. But it is a pretty simple answer. First, seek the kingdom of God as the priority in your life. Secondly, trust the Father's goodness for all your necessities. Then, do your part for your needs and the needs of those around you as a good steward of what God has given you, whatever that may be. Whether you're at work or school or home, I mean, whatever we may do, we just do what the Lord has before us to do. And seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the other things will be added to you as you need them. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.